50 Worst States by Transfixed Dream, read by Hurt the Owl. Jensen's been on a lot of awkward first dates. Too many would probably be the more appropriate term if he's being honest. What he hasn't experienced firsthand has been passed on to him by Danielle, who possibly attracts crazier guys than even Jensen. And between them, they've done everything from rock climbing to fishing to karate. They've gone to museums and concerts and, on one notable occasion, a soup kitchen. Jensen's kind of become an expert on coping with the insanity. This is the first time he's ever had to bring a tent along to a date. "Who the fuck goes camping in November?" Daniel had asked, no less than 3 times in the last hour before Jensen left, and at least another 10 times since Jensen told her the plan. It's not like Jensen didn't agree with her. If he's honest, freezing his dick off in Arctic temperatures didn't sound like an appealing scenario at all. But each time she'd ask, he would just shrug it off. In his defense, he really, really likes Jared. He owns a small coffee shop downtown and makes the best Danishes Jensen's ever had. He's easy to talk to, and he's good-looking, with a solid build and an amazing smile. When he actually seemed enthusiastic about going out with Jensen sometime soon, Jensen just stared at his mouth and grinned, told Jared absolutely when Jared had asked, "Hey, you wouldn't by any chance have a tent you could bring with you, would you?" Maybe Danielle had a point in the advice she's been trying to give Jensen for years. He does need to start focusing on the words coming out of the pretty mouth and not just the mouth itself. The parking lot is starting to empty by the time Jensen gets to Target. This was also Jared's idea. "You know where Target is, right? You want to just meet up there?" And as Jensen parks his car, he spots the man of the hour himself, talking with a couple of people to the side of the building. Jared's tall enough that he practically towers over the others, and Jensen feels a wave of warmth flash over him when Jared throws his head back and laughs. It doesn't make bringing a tent seem any less insane or random, but it does make Jensen feel a little more at ease somehow. Jared catches a glimpse of Jensen when Jensen's only halfway to the small group, and he immediately grins and waves him over, shouting, "Jensen, over here!" Like Jensen could possibly miss the only group of people huddled off to the side of the store. Like he could possibly miss the massive height that is Jared standing in the center of them. "Man, hey," Jared says as soon as Jensen's close enough, and before Jensen realizes it, Jared's got him in a tight hug. "And you brought your tent. Wow, awesome. Thank you." Jensen's grateful for the chilly air tonight. It makes it easy to explain the way the heat flooding his cheeks when Jared pulls away. "Yeah, sure," he mumbles, feeling suddenly awkward as he realizes the rest of the group are staring, this old girl among them smirking at him. "Hello." Jared looks quickly at the four of them and laughs, shaking his head as he steps aside. "Right, where are my manners? Jensen, this is Aldous, Genevieve, Misha, and Chad. Guys, this is Jensen." "Sorry to impose on your date, bro," Chad says, though he doesn't look entirely sympathetic. Jensen glances at Jared just in time to catch him shoot a glare in Chad's direction. "No problem," he says carefully. "They won't be imposing the entire time," Jared says. "They have their own tents, I promise." "Right," Jensen says. "Could you maybe explain why we need tents?" Jared's eyes light up and his face cracks into a grin. "Oh, shit, I didn't tell you? I thought I told you. You know how every year there's a Black Friday sale?" He waits for Jensen's nod, and then he throws his arms out to his sides. "Well?" "Oh," says Jensen, because it's more polite than "what the fuck." Jensen's evidently not the best at keeping his emotions off his face, because Jared's smile falters, and he rubs the back of his neck. "Well, you know, it's just... you've talked enough about other dates you've been on. I figured a dinner and a movie wouldn't go over well." "When have I told you about my dates?" Jared says dully. "I overhear you talking to the girl you come in with sometimes." "Oh," Jensen says. There probably is truth to what Danielle says about him complaining too loudly. Jared nods and blows out a shaky breath. "Yeah, so, stupid idea, right? Dinner and a movie always goes over better." "Hey, no, it's cool," Jensen rushes to say. He's not entirely sure why he's not walking away right now, except for how Jared looks like somebody just kicked him in the stomach. "I mean, at first I thought you just liked camping, which would be bad. This is the lesser of two evils." It's probably wise to avoid mentioning Daniil's own personal suggestion that Jared was using camping as a ruse to get Jensen alone in order to abduct him. You think beating off savage deal hunters with a shovel is better than camping? Genevieve asks, although she says it with approval. He's a keeper, Jared. Jared just answers with a wide grin as he roots in his pocket. Okay, so, here, he half mumbles, and then he pulls out a silver whistle from his pocket. He loops it over Jensen's head without pause, and then tucks his own out from under the collar of his shirt. If you get into trouble, blow once on this and I'll... Jared bites his lip when Genevieve clears her throat behind him. One of us will come and help you, he revises. Help me how? Aldous grins and slices across his throat with his finger. He's kidding, Jared says quickly. Mostly. I just really want a Lego set, Aldous says. Aldous and Genevieve are the brawn, Jared explains. Chad also runs interference. Chad raises an eyebrow. I only deal with chicks, though. Sorry, bro. Right, Jensen says. He's not exactly disappointed. And what about you? He says to Misha. Misha shrugs. I'm Bendy. Jared cuts into the conversation by grabbing the tent bag dangling from Jensen's thumb. You want me to help you with this? Please, Jensen says, probably sounding as desperate as he is right now. Jared starts once they're a short distance away from the others. Pretty much the suckiest date ever, huh? My last date went home with our waiter, Jensen says. It's not even the suckiest date I've been on this month. Oh, Jared says, obviously trying not to laugh. I'm sorry. I shouldn't find that as funny as I do, just the guy must have been an idiot. Jensen's toes most certainly do not curl up in his sneakers. Well, aren't you the charmer? This time, Jared does laugh, and Jensen really can't mind it too much. I try. Hey, can I ask you a question? You just did, Jensen says, but sure. Jared chews on his lip for an impossibly long time, to the point where Jensen's dreading the point where he actually does open his mouth. Finally, Jared relents and says, if you hate camping, why do you own a tent? Seriously? That's the question? Jensen asks with a huff. It was a gag gift for my birthday, 2 years ago? He shrugs. I have really shitty friends. Oh, Jared says, and then he goes back to biting his lip and taking the tent out of the bag. That wasn't what you wanted to ask me, Jensen guesses. Jared glances up quickly and then laughs, looks back down just as fast. No, it was not. Jensen raises an eyebrow. You put this off any longer and I'm going to start to get worried. Jared jumps up at that and shakes his head. Oh, no, it's nothing bad, really. I just... He blows the bangs out of his face and smiles tightly. You don't have a sleeping bag. Oh, Jensen says and then groans. My back is going to be fucked. Yeah, Jared says slowly. I have an air mattress and blankets. I could share if you were willing to share your tent, Jared winces. Fuck. That was not meant to sound like a come-on, I swear. I'm sharing a tent with Chad, and that's awkward, to say the least. And I just thought, you have your own blankets, and, I brought hot cocoa. Okay, first of all, you totally meant that as a come-on. Admit it. Jared freezes, and Jensen really can't help but laugh. He's watched this guy for the past month take complicated orders with ease and a smile. It's nice to see the other side. It takes Jared a few moments, but slowly his horrified expression turns into something else entirely. Maybe a little bit. And seeing as we're on a date, come-ons are appropriate, Jensen adds. Jared nods. Okay, let's go with that. And second, I would be honored to share my tent with you and your hot cocoa. Awesome, Jared flashes Jensen a relieved grin, and Jensen figures that makes it all worth it. Let's get this up first, and then I can go get my stuff from Chad, and then we can go over blueprints. Blueprints? Jensen asks, and it's not cold enough for how bright Jared's cheeks burn. As in, blueprints to Target? I really need a new TV, Jared says. Jensen nods. So you didn't take me to dinner and a movie because you needed a new TV? I'll try to get two, Jared tries. Nah, Jensen says carefully. I'll just watch yours. Jared's quiet for a moment, and then he nods, teeth bright white under the moon. Yeah, I guess that works. The end.